Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits. How are you? It is Trina Mara, and McLean Burke is on the line. Morning, McLean, or Macus, as your friends call you. Isn't that right?
That's it. How tricks are you? Well,
I'm very well, and I'm just wondering how things are with you, because it's been quite a roller coaster of a year. Been off work how long were you off work off Fair City?
We were out for nearly 6 months. Which is mental. And there were times when it was like, oh God, are we actually even going to go back? And thankfully we did, and we're back in the dorm, and we're making TV again. So that's a positive. But my God, it's been one strange year.
A very long time to be like basically able to do nothing. Can you even remember how to learn a script now? Because you're kind of out of practice.
I know. There is that element of it. But I tell you the truth, it's like old hat, because I'm there that long. Like I am the elder lemon in there now at this stage. So if I can't learn any lines, there's something really wrong. I'm there like 23 years. Yeah. So
do you get like a check from the president or anything now, because you've been in Fair City so long?
I'll definitely be looking for a nice watch and a handshake when it's all over, you know what I mean?
But I suppose, like, even the story, everything's had to change, hasn't it? The storylines, everything has changed because of the way the filming is happening. Is it very few people on set at any one time?
Yeah, like, I mean, literally we're working with half the cast who would have originally, and we're all kind of working in pods, a bit like kids in school there, you know, in that everything's broken down into pods and it's all social distancing. It's really like, it, when we first went in, it was so jarring, you know, trying to figure out how to play out these scenes and try and give life to these things. You know, for instance, myself and Marais, like, we're a couple in the show, and yet obviously we're not off stage, and we still have to maintain the social distancing aspect while still portraying that we're like this, you know, loving couple. So it was really strange.
And is there no way you could throw in an L scandal where you have an affair and the affair is actually with your real life missus and get her in?
Listen, you know what, like, if they'd listen to me, I would love that, you know what I mean? It would make things a hell of a lot easier,
because you can't even like stand next to them, never mind have a snog or anything like that on the screen.
It was mental. And to be honest, though, there was a great learning curve in that, like, you really have to go back to basics and figure out your camera work. It becomes like essential. So everything that we did pre-COVID, it was shot in a certain way. We knew it inside out. It was kind of like old hat, and it was like going back to school. We had to learn how to do it in a different way. And it took a little while, but then everything clicked in, you know that way.
I wonder when it's going to be properly back to normal. Are you just being given any indication? No,
not really. No. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, we're back in, it's still the same in the new year. They're only really looking at the first quarter of the year, you know, that they're working in quarters now as opposed to like planning for the year, because, you know, the goalposts keep changing all the time.
Does this mean a lot of the Fair City cast would have been having to get the pandemic payment and everything?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, just like everyone else, we're not working, we're not getting paid. It's the very same, yeah.
It's desperate, isn't it? Absolutely desperate. But you do have this other project up your sleeve, and I know we spoke to you in studio last year. God, when I used to talk to people face to face and see other people, God, I miss those days.
I know, back in the day, the good old days.
Back in the day when you'd be complaining about having to go places, and now can't.
Yeah, so the Olympia Panthers, Once Upon a Panther, came out of nowhere, literally a phone call, and was like, yeah, so we're doing it this year. We're like, what? And but we're no audience, so we're going to shoot it, we're going to film it, and we're going to stream it. And I was like, right. And then we went in and we read the script, and we're like, lads, if you get half of what you're attempting to do here, this is going to be like something out of a Disney movie, you know?
Oh, really?
And so they were up and running, and they shot some stuff with Elsa yesterday, and I saw some of the footage. And it is. Honestly, this is not like me doing the, you got to go, you got to, it's amazing. It's actually ridiculously good. Like, it's blowing your mind stuff. I was just saying there today, they got to get onto Netflix and put it out, like, offer it out. It's that good. It's like, it's unbelievable.
Because wasn't it last year was your first time as a Polly?
That's
wasn't
right,
it?
Yeah.
And now you're totally, every weekend, sure, you're in full hair and makeup. You love it now, don't you? You've mastered those heels.
Of a whole wardrobe of dresses there with loads and loads and loads of Diamante, you know what I mean?
But
get enough of them.
It's such a weird one to do a panto with no audience, so you must feel like you're almost just in the dress rehearsal, do you?
Yeah, it's strange, but at the same time, I don't know, there's something about it, and I think everyone has kind of figured it out, because at first we're like, oh, that gag's not going to work without an audience, that gag's not going to work without an audience. And funnily enough, the further we've got into it, the more we found that that's still there. It's still there. You know, obviously we have a crew, there's a crew there now, we've been running this for a while now, and you know, the jokes become a little bit stale because you're just going through the motions. Mm. You're just trying to get the rhythm of the show. But when we put it up in front of the lads, like, it's getting great laughs, you know. So we're like, okay, this does work. So people at home are going to be giggling away and tittering away because the script itself is really, really smart, and it's all very relative to what's going on. You know, it's a real farce on our situation in Ireland at the moment.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, if you can't laugh, you'd cry. So you should have a laugh about it.
Like, you know, that's it. If you can't laugh, you cry. And that's it. It's hidden. Humour is hidden. It hides pain, isn't it? You know?
Is the filming finished yet? Or is it still in production?
No, it's only kicking off. Literally only kicking off there yesterday. They shot some of the stuff for Elsa, as I was saying. A big, huge number where it's really cool. It's like she goes with 60 foot in the air in the auditorium. It's mental.
Oh, wow.
With the massive, like, meters of dresses everywhere. It's beautiful looking. And then towards the end of this weekend, now we'll be into like a 10-day shoot to get it all done.
Okay. In a way, this probably kind of suits you because a panto schedule can be fairly grueling, can't it? So this way, you get it in the bag and you get Christmas off.
Yeah, that's it. And that's the beauty of it. And actually, like, I'm adding in lines at the end of the show where we all live happily ever after, but there's a nice touch to that. That very thing that we, you know, and we don't have to do 40-odd shows.
Yeah.
You know, this kind of stuff. No, it's great. Now, again, it's really hard work because an awful lot of stuff, when things fall apart on stage in front of a live audience, it's actually very funny.
Yeah.
And you play that. You play with the audience. You know, you can play the gag with the audience. But because we're shooting, everything has to be so tight. The songs need to be so tight. The numbers need to be so tight. So actually, you're working a lot harder on the front end of it to produce something that looks really smooth and technically sound on the finished products, you know?
And is there a second and a third take? Because obviously when you're live on a stage, there's not. But when it's been filmed...
Yeah, well, when it's been filmed, like, if something goes drastically wrong, they will stop. Because, I mean, the thing is as well, you know, you'll do a master shot, then you're going in for tights. And, like, we're working with four or five different cameras, so... We've got steady cam and everything in there. We've got cameras on jibs. We've got cameras on tracks. We've got two other cameras there. So there's an awful lot of stuff we picked up. So what we tend to do, irregardless, is you're going to do a master. If you kind of mess up at night, you keep going through it because they're literally just doing a master to come in and out of those shots. They'll go in tight and you'll run it again anyway. So, but to be honest with you, with the rehearsal time, very few mistakes. You know, like, we're working with a load of pros and we know our game and, you know, you kind of get it done.
Do you know, in a way, it's kind of like I was saying about I'm a Celebrity this year. I was more interested in it this year because it was a bit different. They weren't going to be in a jungle. They were going to be in a castle. Sometimes there's a bit of intrigue there when it comes to doing something differently. So you never know. It could be people who are getting bored of the whole panto thing, but they're going, do you know what?
Yeah.
I might watch this instead.
Yeah. And also, it's meant, like, I have to say, like, I truly believe, again, this is not doing the party political broadcast because I'm in it. Like, I've seen it. I'm in this game long enough to know what's good and what's, you know, a little bit, okay, you got away with it. What they shot yesterday is phenomenal. I truly believe that other people are going to look back at this year and go, that's the way it should have been done. They're going to look at this band and go, that's the way it should have been done because the production quality is good enough to go in a cinema. Like, the cinemas have been on to us about playing it out over the Christmas.
Oh, wow.
The IMAX wants to put it in there, you know, for the experience. Like, there's a lot of good people involved. And, you know, in one way, it's very unlucky that people aren't busy. But because people are busy, we've managed to get the best of the best behind the scenes to do this with. And it really is. It's magic, you know.
Do you know, I'm just having a thought. You said about the filming yesterday was so magical and so unbelievable. I really hope the person responsible pressed record. It happens.
Oh my God. Well, the heads will roll if that's the case.
In a way as well, I suppose it gives people more access to it. You know, people who might not be able to travel to the Olympia or granny's a bit too old and she feels like
it's too much for it's really interesting because you're going to have, like, I know it sounds strange, but we're the Olympia and we're getting inquiries from Limerick. You know what I mean? Now, because people are able to go, well, I want to book that. Or, you know, in Galway, they're going, oh, well, give this a go. Because we can now.
So you're making an event from your own home instead.
Exactly.
23rd of December till Sunday, the 3rd of January, Once Upon a Panto. It's back and it's online. And Ryan Andrews, your Fair City mate there, and Twinkle Toes. Sure, he's bought a house. He's so rich from doing panto. He must be rolling in it, is it?
Yeah, he doesn't need it anymore. To be honest, like, he's loaded. Like, he's
you know, wiping his bum with 50s,
I know. He comes in via helicopter and lands on the top of at the Olympia there, every day.
Yeah, I know, I will believe it, yeah. And then, of course, James Patrice is back, Aaron McGregor, and then Elaine is professional thrown in as well.
Exactly, just for good measure.
Listen, it's great to hear that it's back, and this is win-win because you get to do the panto and you get a break. You get Christmas off too.
There you go,
so,
Trina.
That's
the golden goose.
That's it, olympiapanto.ie. Thanks so much, McLean. Have a great Christmas.
Pleasure, you too. Bye-bye.
Cheers. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.